And good morning to you, Lee.
It does promise to be a ripping game and three big games, let's be honest, in the Crow Hall with NWFL. And it all kicks off tomorrow around 2:15. Let's hope the rain does stay away. La Trobe and Penguin, your thoughts there, please.
Yeah, La Trobe, well, they've had a tremendous year, only losing two games to finish on top of the ladder. Penguin defeated Ulverston by 29 points to win the qualifying final, but went down by 4 points to La Trobe in a nail-biting second semi, and then defeated Ulverston by 3 points in the prelim final. La Trobe have included former Darryl Bulldog medalist Gavin Woodcock, but have lost star on baller Stephen Flint with a hamstring injury. Penguin have elected to make no changes to their winning preliminary final team. Both sides, Lee, boast plenty of class, with the Demons line-up including players of the calibre of 100-goal forward Ryan Keep, Sean McCrossan, Rodney Coughlin, Adam Jeffrey and dual Bulldog medalist Josh Holland. The two Blues have several players with TSL experience in captain Zach Mychek, Jack Templeton, Matty Smith, Chris McDonald, Damon Smith and Todd Munro. Both sides pride themselves in the fact that they play a hard contested brand of football. And although the weather is forecast to clear tomorrow afternoon, if the ground remains wet and does get churned up a little bit, Lee, in the earlier grades, it might just favour Penguin. However, nothing between the two teams, and we'll go down to the wire in what I expect to be a capacity crowd.
Echo your thoughts. Big crowd heading to La Trobe tomorrow, and not much between these two sides. La Trobe had the weekend off last week to sit back and enjoy the Penguin and Ulverston game, and can we just rewind there just for a couple of seconds here? Kim, what a game of football that was, and Penguin just hung around, didn't they? I mean, I think Ulverston had a 30-odd point lead at one point in that match, but a wonderful performance too by the two Blues. Just hung around, and it was Zach Mychek continuing on his stellar year. He finished in the top five in the Bulldog medal, of course, on Sunday. But Jack Templeton really brought something to life in that last quarter.
Yeah, when the big guys come to play, they stand up. And Jack Templeton proved once again he's a great player and kicked those two late goals to seal the victory for Penguin.
Okay, and as you said, no change to the Penguin Two Blues this week. Woodcock comes in for La Trobe. We've got the reserves. These two sides will be battling out in the second. So there's a bit of depth at La Trobe and Penguin. This match starts at 11:35.
Yeah, look, both sides include a number of senior players or guys that have actually played senior football during the year. Little between them. I would say with the inclusion of Nathan Ling at full forward, I think Penguin could even take this one as well.
And in the under-18s, kicking off the due at 9:20 in the morning, it's Burnie and Wynyard.
Yeah, the under-18s premiership decider. The favourite will be Burnie Dockers. Can't estimate the Wynyard Cats. They've done it the hard way. They came through last week with a good win over Ulverston Robins. That clash, as you say, starts at 9:20. Look, I'm going to favour the Burnie Dockers. I think they'll be pretty fresh for this one.